As we've been telling you, there's a major update to the plans for expanding parts of the Beltway and 270 in Montgomery County. Maryland highway bosses are planning to add 4 new toll lanes to both highways. There's also a commitment to build sidewalks, bike paths, and connections to nature trails. The state is promising environmental improvements, restoring streams, removing invasive species, boosting water quality. And there's now discussion of expanding bus bays at the Shady Grove Metro stop and the park and ride lot at Westfield Montgomery Mall. We talk about all of this with NBC4 transportation reporter Adam Tuss about exactly what's going on.
This plan is honestly nothing new. They're just selecting what they think is the best possible alternative. Now, the Maryland Department of Transportation has always said that they want to build a new American Legion Bridge. They have always said that they want to put hot lanes, high occupancy toll lanes across that bridge and then run them across the Beltway and up 270. So really, there's not a ton new here. What they're doing is they're just finalizing the details of how the plan will work.
Adam, will this help not only drivers but other commuters if it comes through?
Well, this question here depends on how you use these lanes, right? So let's look into Virginia, for example, the express lanes there. Now, if you take the express lanes every day and you're beating traffic in pre-pandemic times and it's saving you 20, 30 minutes, but you're willing to pay for that, then sure, I guess it is helping you. You have to decide how much you're willing to pay to get around that. Certainly, if you're starting a carpool and you don't have to pay, because remember, 3 or more in a car is free on most express lanes. We don't know all the details about what would happen on the Maryland side, but usually 3 or more is free. Well, that certainly would help you. And if you're taking a bus that gets to travel on the express lanes and you're paying for the bus, but the bus is not sitting in traffic, then that certainly helps you as well. So it all depends on how you're using these lanes.
Why is this not a done deal yet?
Well, I think we should caution everyone that this is nowhere near a done deal. I mean, we're talking about building a new American Legion Bridge. Everyone who knows the Beltway knows the American Legion Bridge and what that would take. I mean, think back to when they built a new Wilson Bridge and the whole process that was involved there. We're talking about the same kind of level to build a new American Legion Bridge, and that's just the first part of this. Not to mention unzipping the entire Beltway, unzipping 270, and then putting 4 new hot lanes in there as well. Look at what's going on I-66, you know, basically from the Beltway all the way out to Gainesville right now, to get a look at what that would look like. So we are years and years and years away from any of this happening, and it has to pass a lot of regulations first as well.
And what are you hearing from critics tonight?
Critics of widening any road will always tell you that the more you widen a road, the more you just encourage people to drive on it, whether or not that's express lanes or not. So a lot of people would say we really need to focus on transit alternatives as well. Don't just make it easier to drive on the road, you know, give another bus option across. And actually, in this proposal, they do say that they're talking about a new pedestrian and bicycle section that would go across the Legion Bridge. So that is certainly good. You think about both sides of the river, how that could connect. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people would say that if you just widen the road, you're just going to encourage more people to drive on it. So that's the other side as well.
NBC4 transportation reporter Adam Tuss.